But first, after a trip overseas and a long-haul flight, there's nothing like going home. But for Australian residents flying in over the weekend, they have to wait 14 days before they can get home. Many are now quarantined for 2 weeks in various hotels around Sydney, with some complaining that there isn't adequate access to necessities like prescription medication or mental health services. Alex James talks to two people in isolation at the Sydney Hilton.
Eleanor and Dom are two university students who went to the US to study abroad. But like many, their time was cut short by COVID-19. They've come back on empty aeroplanes, were greeted by people in scrubs taking their temperatures, and then were shuffled to quarantine. Eleanor says it was a surreal experience.
It almost feels like a movie. There's just announcements being made over the speaker, like remember to be 1.5 metres away from each other. You'll be sent to quarantine. Nothing is being told to us, and we get shuffled onto buses and we're waiting. We're on these buses driving through Sydney, still not knowing where we are going until we turn up to the hotel that we've been quarantined at. And it's just quite like, we're lucky we had each other, but if you were alone in this process, it would be very scary.
So you guys are in quarantine now at your hotel. You're 24 hours in. Can you walk us through what it's actually like?
Jail. mean,
people hear that we're in the Hilton and they're like, oh, how fancy. But it's not like that at all. We're stuck in a hotel room. We can't even leave for fresh air for 14 days. Our food gets delivered to our door.
We get 3 meals a day. We don't get told what they are. We only got a phone call asking if anyone was allergic to anything.
But we've been fed at 8 a.m. this morning. We haven't had food again. It's now 2 p.m. We don't know when our meals are coming. It is often all like frozen and cold.
And even if it isn't, Dom says it isn't enough anyway.
It's not enough. Like today for breakfast, we got 2 small like dinner rolls, a pack of butter, a pack of strawberry jam, a really crappy little yogurt that just was foul. And what was the other thing? A cup of water. Like why give us a cup of water is not included as breakfast.
Dom and Eleanor looked for other options for food. They weren't allowed room service. They tried delivery. That was knocked back as well. They say that they're luckier than some. At least they have family or friends who can bring it to them. But it came with its own difficulties.
My sister yesterday delivered a huge package of like cereals, snacks, toiletries. As she was on the way here, we called reception to let them know she'll be coming. She had to go through 10 police like officers to deliver the package, and they let us know over the phone, just letting you know, there's no alcohol allowed. So, they said that we can buy it through we're not allowed to have room service, but they're saying we can buy alcohol through the room service. It's just, yeah.
So unless you know anyone in the city, you can't get any supplies or food or anything delivered to you?
Yeah, correct. We feel really bad. There's a lot of people here that are by themselves. And we saw someone down the hallway yesterday, this older lady. She's trying to get home to her kids in Melbourne. And we said, we'll open the door and have a cup of tea through the hallway. And she was so thankful because she doesn't have any human contact for 14 days.
Obviously, that's a really long time to go without any human contact. But the whole ordeal sounded pretty stressful. So I asked Dom and Eleanor if either of them had been given access to or even told about mental health services they could reach out to.
Absolutely zero, nothing. We weren't asked any questions if like we had any like medical needs or
medication. If you hadn't packed for, we're lucky we packed to be away for 6 months. Some people probably might have packed for a few days or a week. They have no access to medication they need, no access to food, like even fresh underwear or sanitary products. Like it's just crazy.
They haven't thought about anything besides just getting us in here and making sure we don't get out pretty much.
And you just feel trapped. And I prisoners get more freedom. They get to go outside. We're just no interactions with anyone. And it's just, it's lonely.
Yeah.
Eleanor, currently in isolation at the Hilton Hotel Sydney, ending that report by Alex James. In response to the concerns raised, a representative from Hilton Sydney said that all 3 meals that self-isolated guests receive are delivered and catered from an external company. Other external food is no longer allowed by the government. There is a nurse on site 24/7 and an on-call doctor. And daily laundry services are offered to guests at 50% discount. And there is a restriction on alcohol that the police have mandated.